Kids. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. A sower went out to sow his seed. Today, the first Sunday in Hatur, and usually in Egypt, this month is related to when they sow the seeds in the land and the fields. And when Jesus Christ, he tried to explain something to the people, he tried to explain something practice, something from the life. That's why the church, the church tried to put all the readings during the weeks, should be related also to the something in life, in my life. When the church tried to explain anything, she took something, what we are doing outside, and tried to explain, like the parable of the sower. And as we know, the great sower is Jesus Christ. I will jump from between in English and Arabic. إنه في أول أسبوع من هطور دايما بنشرح دايما بتقرا زي امبارح اتقرا امبارح برضه في العشيه والنهارده الصبح اتقرا الزارع مثل الزارع ومثل الزارع مخصوص لان المسيح كان لما في الوقت ديت كان وقتها وقت الزرع وفي الوقت ده بالذات في الكنيسه كمان في وقت هاطور في مصر وقت بيزرعوا فيه فعشان كده بتاخد الكنيسه القرايات تكون حاجه ريليتد الى حياتنا العمليه بره. And as we know, the great sower is Jesus Christ. And the field, the three, four kinds of field. The ground alongside the path. The other side is the stony ground. The third one is a patches of thorns. And the good ground. And we know all about what the meaning of the four kinds of the fields. But I have a question, which is normal. Why does a sower not cast his seed only in the good ground, rather than along the path or among the stones and thorns? ليه الزارع ديت مرضاش يخلي باله والبذور دي تقع بس على الأرض الكويسة؟ Why he didn't taking care about when he spread all the seeds? Why he didn't care about that only the seeds come to the good field? Only come to the good field. Because it's only in one first, in the epistle of Timothy, the first epistle, 2:4, he will have all men to be saved. The word of God should be go to all the body, all everybody, the believers, non-believers. The word of God had to reach everybody in all the world. And Jesus Christ tried to do the same. He sent a message and talked to everybody, us, and everybody outside, to give them their his word. بيوصل كلمة ربنا لكل واحد. But what do we mean by the seed of the word of God? What's the meaning of the word of God? The word of God is a God when God speaks, when God messages you, but by anything. In the morning, maybe you can hear his voice. Maybe someone talk to you. Maybe you come to the church and to hear something. When you open the Bible, you will hear his voice. And you will know what his word. But the problem is, if I'm hearing his word, I'm doing this word. In Exodus 20:2-3, he said, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. I'm listening to this word. I'm doing what he's saying to me. Don't take any other gods in your life. Maybe you'll tell me, أنا عندي ربنا واحد بس. I have only one God in my life. No, Habibi, you have no one God. You have many gods in your life. Maybe one of them is the ego, is that. Maybe someone will talk to me, how you talk to me like that? Or someone make anything small for me? Or I heard a small word from Abuna مثلا, and I'm upset, I'm very sad. Are you attached to the God or you attached to other thing? I am attached to God. Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I am seeking first the kingdom of God. This is the word of God. It's written in the Bible. In Matthew 6:33. He's talking to me through the Bible. Love one another as I have loved you. I love everybody surround me. The last week when I was talking to the youth. There is three kinds of love. When it's the word love in Greek language, it's the translation of it. It's three different types. One, the last one, the third one, which is written in the Bible, which is agape. Agape or agape, when God tried to explain His love to His Son, the Son of God, put agape. And when He tried to explain the love between the Son of God and the people, when He loved all the people in the world, put agape. And when He asked here in John 13:34, love one another as I have loved you, He put agape. يعني لما بأحب أنا الناس اللي حواليا هو نفس الليفل بتاع المحبة بتاع ربنا الله الآب والابن. ولما الله حب العالم أحب بنفس الليفل. فلما ربنا طلب مني أحب الناس أحبه بنفس الليفل. But what do we mean by the seed of word again of the word of God is a principle in my life. If there is principle in my life, this is the word of God. When I open the Bible, I'm reading and I saw what I see exactly the principles, I'm doing what I'm reading. Everyone then who hears these words and mine will does them will be like a wise man who built his house up in the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. If I'm hearing the voice of God, and I follow His steps, I am the man who built the house on the rock. What is the seed? Every time we are talking about the fields and the four kinds of the fields, if I'm here one time, I hear the word of God, maybe I take it in my heart, I'm not taking it in my heart, but today we will meditate only on the seed. What is the seed? Basically, the seed is a small, the too small thing, but had a copy of the plant. Same copy. We are too small, and we are the copy of Jesus Christ. He said, I create you on my image. Then, even I am too small, but I am a copy of Jesus Christ. And it has all the information need to grow into a complete plant. Also, it's surrounded by and protected by outer seed coat. متغلفة كده بكوت من بره. Is seed too small? This too small thing have all the information of the plant, had the same copy of the plant. وكمان it's protected outer by an outer seed coat. إحنا كده بالضبط. احنا واخدين صغيرين قوي واخدين صورة المسيح بس صغيرين قوي جوانا حاجات كتيرة جدا ربنا اعطاها لنا ما بنستخدمهاش ومحميين ببركة ربنا protected by the seed outer seed coat. The seed coat is the blessing and the grace of God. احنا محميين ومتغطيين لانك سترتنا covered us and helped us. فمحميين بالكود دايت. Then we are seed. And like what God said to King Solomon, go to the end, you sluggard, consider your ways and be wise. Then let's go to the, not the end, no, we are going now to the seed, to learn from the seed. Five basic conditions to germinate the seed. To grow this seed, to grow, have five basic conditions. And we have to learn by heart. This is our life. Without the five things, the five conditions, we can't live. Number one is the light, water, soil, time, and temperature. Again, light, water, soil, time, and temperature. It's our Christian life and my spiritual life. Without the five things, I can't live. Let's go one by one. The sunlight. The sunlight, it changed in length and intensity throughout the year. It's mandatory that the sunlight, the light of the sun, come to the plant, and some of the plants go around the light to take this light. And the light, this light, it makes a chemical food for the plant. Again, transferred to a chemical food for the plant. In the Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path. الزرعة الصغيرة محتاجة لشمس ومن غير شمس تموت. والضوء الشمس بيحول اللي جواها الكيميكال الأكل اللي جواها عشان تقدر تعيش. وبعض من البلانتس بتحول اتجاهها للشمس عشان تاخد the majority of the sunlight. Psalm 119, your word is a lamp into my feet and a light into my path. And my question here, what is the word of God? The word of God, my question is, at night, I have a gathering of my family and I open the Bible and we are reading all together and we will see what God's word and what God is saying to me. I'm doing that because I am seeking the eternal life. I am teaching my kids how to read the Bible and to absorb the sun, to live in the right way in their life, outside by the word of God. Or I am teaching them different things. If you want to take the sunlight, first of all, come here to hear the word of God. And at your home, open the Bible and you will read the word of God and you will hear the word of God and do and absorb, not reading and reading. هقرا بس الإنجيل وخلاص وقفلت عملت الواجب اللي عليا. It's a homework. No, it's not a homework. أبونا أنا صليت خلاص خلصت حبيبي طلعت إيه بالصلاة. Nothing. This is the word of God. The water is also a vital key of the life of plant. Without water, for sure, the plant can't live. But you can imagine that the small seed, when it put it inside the ground, in the field, the seed absorb, infers the water and keep it, the water inside the seed. يعني هي بتشرب المية وتخليها جواها ده السيد الصغيرة وتفضل تخليها جواها ونفضل نحط لها مية كمان. What the meaning of that? The meaning of that is we receive the Holy Spirit in the baptism and we have our Holy Spirit inside me. It's like a fire. We have some fire and we have some wood. Okay? If you keep the wood as it is without adding some more wood to finish the fire, there is more, no more fire. But if I want to have more fire, I have to add some wood. The Holy Spirit, we receive it from the first day after the baptism. But the problem that we are not feeding ourselves by the word of God and by our relation with God to have more fire with the Holy Spirit. مش بنزود الروح القدس اللي جوانا. الروح القدس بدأ يطفى. يطفى لأني ماليش علاقة بربنا. ما هو إيه علاقتي أنا بربنا؟ علاقتي بربنا أن أنا باجي الكنيسة وأمشي. اصل انا عليا النهارده انا هاجي القداس. علاقتي بربنا ان انا هقف النهارده اصلي ابانا الذي في السماوات ومشيت خلاص هو حبيبي وهو ده اللي احنا بنعمله. انا اللي انا بعمله انا كمان. فاحنا بنحاول ان احنا نقوي علاقتنا بربنا ونقوي الروح القدس اللي جوانا. لان الروح القدس لو مش انا بقويه هيطفي. The soil. Soil will determine the health and the strength of a plant. Should be not sandy. Should not be hard. And like what Matthew said, as in the parable of the house built on the sand, in Matthew 7, 25 to 27. And I have to come back to myself and look inside my heart. Is my heart sand or rock? Not rock, it means that nashif, haga nashifa, haga very dry. No. I mean that I build myself inside me. When I'm doing anything in my life, again, when I have to do anything in my life, I'm looking to what Jesus Christ said, or I'm doing that by myself. يعني أنا بسأل نفسي في كل حاجة بعملها اللي أنا بعمله صح ولا غلط. طب إيه الريفرنس بتاعي؟ What is the reference? The reference حاجات كتيرة جدا. الريفرنس إن أنا أجي أقف قصاد ربنا وأقول له يا رب أنا ما عنديش حاجة غيرك أنت تقف معايا. أنا لا أعرف أخذ الطريق اليمين ولا أعرف أخذ الطريق الشمال. I give myself to God. This is what I'm doing. I give everything to God. And I put everything in His hands. And it's automatic. You will see, you will ask only the wisdom of God. And after that, you will see. جي سليمان الحكيم سأل ربنا قال له تحب تاخد ايه؟ تحب تاخد مال؟ تحب تاخد جاه؟ تحب تاخد حاجات كتيرة؟ سليمان قال له طب ممكن تسيبني أفكر شوية؟ I want to think about when God asked Solomon what you want. قال له أنا مش عايز حاجة غير حاجة واحدة. The wisdom. ربنا قال له طب أنا ممكن أديك حاجات تانية كتير. قال له لا. أنا مش عايز غير الحكمة. And after that he was the first rich man in all the world at this moment. We ask the wisdom of God to help me in my life. And He will direct me. He will give me the direction. What I'm doing is right or no. The soil, for example, contains calcium. Strong, to give the strength to the branches. The magnesium, to give the leaves green. Which enable also to harness the power of the sun. Then I have to feed my soil by many things. First of all, the communion. But the communion, أنا كنت بستعجب وأنا قاعد أقرأ عن في حاجات قبل كده في العصور الأولى. يوم الحد ده كان يوم فرح. اللي رايح الكنيسة ده عبارة عن يوم فرح بيحضروا له من بالليل وكل واحد بيحضر نفسه لتاني يوم. On Sunday morning, it's like I said, it was before, at a celebration. Should be like that now. A day of celebrate. We will celebrate to receive the communion, the holy body and the precious blood. وكل واحد كان يحضر نفسه ويحضر اللبس اللي هيلبسه فرحانين. Now we are taking that easily. We are coming to the church and we take the communion easily. That's why I have to confess and I have to repent and I have to come to God. I'm telling him, please God, help me to receive your Holy Spirit and your body. Prepare myself from the night and prepare my kids from the night. In Ephesians 2:19-20, now therefore, You are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You want to follow? Follow the steps of the chief cornerstone, who is God. Jesus Christ, he gave us everything, a good role model. He was incarnate and became man to give us how I live my life. He gave me a good example to live. The Pantocrator became a man to give me how to live. And the followers, we have hundreds and thousands and millions of the followers. Our saints, martyrs, prophets. And we have to follow them. The time. We cannot be hired because they needed to do something right. The problem that when I'm the problem of the time that I'm not giving myself a time to pray, a time to repent, a time to know who is God. I'm not staying with God more minutes. No, I am looking to my watch. Oh my God, like now I stay more than 5 minutes with God. Or the liturgy now is late. I can't do more. Or that it's enough to read the Bible. I think that I read more than 3 minutes or 4 minutes. I finish. It is not a time with God. If I wanted to gain some virtues in my life, لو أنا عايز أخد حاجات حلوة من ربنا نعم فضائل لازم أصبر عليها لما أنا بزرع حاجة بصبر عليها طويل كل واحد بيزرع في الباك يارد بيقعد وقت طويل لغاية لما تطلع حاجة فروت منها وأنا مستعجل على أن أنا أخد نعمة روحية وحياتي الروحية مش موجودة عشان كده أجي ألاقي نفسي فاضي أنا ما عنديش حاجة أم أمتي فين الفروت اللي جوه حياتي مش موجودة مشغول بحاجات كتيرة جدا وما عنديش أي فروت طلع مني أصلا ما خدتش وقت مع ربنا This is a problem. My spiritual life, it's very, very important that I have to keep time, to go with time with God. And last things is a temperature. I only read this and maybe it explains what the meaning of the temperature. In the Revelation 3:15-16, Christ warns his people, I know your works, that you are neither cold or hot. I would you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spare you out of my house, my mouth. I think we can't explain more. أنا مش هقدر أشرح الآية لأن الآية شرح نفسها. He warned the people: You are not cold and not hot. You are warm in the middle. Our something I'm doing for God and another in another side, I have another face working outside. Another personality working outside. مش واحد. لو سألت أي دكتور they have two personalities معناها schizophrenic. No, I am only one person. I am a Christian person. And I have the law in the Bible. And I have the instruction. And I know I have also the Holy Spirit who conduct me. Don't be warm. ما تبقاش بين البنين. Finally, Saint Theophan the Reckless said, If you wanted to attain salvation, learn and keep in your heart all that that the Holy Church teaches and receiving heavenly power from the mysteries of the church. If you want to keep in your heart all that the Holy Church teaches, receiving the heavenly power from the mysteries of the church, walk the path of Christ's commandments under the direction of love for pastors, and you will undoubtedly attain the heavenly kingdom and to be saved. All of this is naturally necessary in the matter of salvation. Necessary in it internally and all for all. Whoever rejects or neglects any part of it has no salvation. عندي خطوات ماشي عليها. عايز تتبع الخطوات بتاعة المسيح اللي حطها اتبعها. مش عايز تتبعها براحتك. ربنا عطانا الحرية. God give us the freedom to do anything. But only remember that we will meet all together in the kingdom of heaven. Our names is already written in the heaven. ما أسمعنا مكتوبة. كل واحد فينا. بس لازم we have to strive. لازم نجاهد ولازم نمشي على خطوات اللي قال لنا عليها ربنا المسيح إن هو اللي قال ديت. وبدل ما احنا قاعدين متقابلين هنا في الأرض لا الأحسن ان احنا نتقابل كلنا في السماء. وبدل ما نبقى زعلانين من بعض هنا لا خلينا نفرح رحانين من بعض عشان نتقابل تاني كلنا في السماء. وبدل ما نبقى متضايقين وبدل ما نبقى بدل حاجات كتيرة قوي خلينا نبقى كويسين مع بعض هنا على الأرض لأن فوق في السماء هنتقابل. ويجازي كل واحد على حسب أعماله. And he judged the world each one according to his deed. أرجع لنفسي وأعرف أنا بعمل إيه وأحط قدامي قدام عيني the kingdom of God. I will put the kingdom of God in front of my eyes, before my eyes, before everything I'm doing, because I have to reach and I'm seeking the kingdom of God. Then don't forget five things, five conditions to live in my world. The light, the water, the soil, the time, and the temperature. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Theopros Homen, Kirelaison, Kirelaison, Henomet me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Father, the Lord.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ,
one Son of God, begotten Father for all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, but as the Father of all things are made, who for us salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us unto Pontius Pilate, suffered his burden the third day, rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, as sent to heaven, sits right hand in his Father, and he's coming again in glory, judging living and death, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceed from the Father, with the Father, the Son's worship, and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic historic church, we confess from our thirst and remission of sins. We look for thy resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age.
Amen. Amen. Schnee, Fogin Sohn,
Epi Prosevki, Safiti,
Irne Ponsi,
Geton Nen.